and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Prime Minister insists no prisoners will be let out as he announces a pause on an early release scheme. It was due to take effect from September in efforts to tackle overcrowding in jails in England and Wales. The initiative sparked concerns some violent offenders could benefit. Justice Secretary Alex Norris explains the next steps.
We as ministers are looking at, you know, the aspects of the implementation of this policy as to who might leave and when they would leave, but crucially as well, what information victims have, what say victims have had in this, to say to them, okay, that if individuals did leave, what control measures would give you reassurance about your life?
Chef Tom Kerridge says a 20% cut in business rates for pubs is relatively insignificant, but it will help. It'll apply to venues across England and be funded by hiking bills for other businesses like vape shops. A BAFTA-winning actor has been jailed for 9 years for raping a woman and assaulting others. Ian Robertson, who was in the soap River City, was convicted of 5 offences. The war in Iran has pushed the cost of a barrel of oil above $100. The IRC is expecting petrol to climb back towards £1.60 a litre and diesel close to £1.80. Athletes from the 74 nations involved in the Commonwealth Games are gearing up for this evening's opening ceremony in Glasgow. The event will feature performances from Scottish artists, including Tom Walker and Katie Tunstall. The King will read a message to officially open the Games. These people say it's a positive thing.
You don't get it often, so I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
There's a few people that have kind of brought it up in conversation, but I wouldn't say it's overly discussed.
I mean, it's great publicity for Glasgow, puts Glasgow on the map, so I mean, it's really exciting times.
And Manchester City have completed the signing of Elliot Anderson from Nottingham Forest in a deal worth £116 million. The England midfielder moves to the Etihad on a 5-year contract. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Classic hits from the 60s.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
We had some lovely tunes there on the Gold Kite for the last hour, but now we're in the 60s for the next 2 hours. Sit back and relax.
I tried.
Kite Radio.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Good evening, welcome along to the 60s Rewind, 2 hours of great 60s tunes. Got a few I haven't played for a while this evening, so that'll be interesting, and hope you've had a great day today. It's not been too bad for me. Anyhow, let's get back to those 60s. So the Kinks there, and All Day and All of the Night, and that was their second hit, and it reached number 2. October 64 it went into the charts, and it had a number 1 either side of it, You Really Got Me and Tired of Waiting for You. And the number 1 seemed to dry up for a while, but they still had plenty of top 10 hits, didn't they? Quite like the Kinks, especially the story songs. And before that, we started off with the Rolling Stones and Satisfactions. Great lyrics on that, you know. I think that was a bit ahead of its time. And that was, of course, a number 1. In fact, it was the 4th number 1 for the Rolling Stones in a row, and August 1965 it entered the charts. Can't believe they're still making albums to this very day, and it reached number 1 in the album charts, I believe, recently. Okay, some sad news now. Unfortunately, we recently lost Freddie Cannon, and he passed away at the age of 89 and had been struggling with cancer for quite a while. So sadly missed, and of course we'll have one of his tracks next.
Red Kite Radio. Real local radio with more music variety.
Well, now that she is gone, you won't feel bad for long. For maybe just an hour or just a moment of the day. Then blue turns to gray, and try as you may, you'll have a ball, and you won't hurt at all. You'll find another girl, maybe more, to pass the time away. Then blue turns to gray, and try as you may. You must find her, find her, find her. And you know that you must find her, find her, find her. She's not home when you call, so you then go to all the places where she likes to be. Turns to gray, and try as you may, you just don't feel good, and you don't feel alright, and you know that you must find her, find her, find her. Who turns to gray? Who turns to gray?
Definitely one of my Cliff Richard's hits that I like. Cliff Richard and the Shadows. And got to number 15, Blue Turns to Grey, March 1966, entered the charts. And if I remember rightly, it was written by two members of the Rolling Stones, Jagger and Richards. And there you go. Was Cliff being a bit rebellious recording that one? I often think so. And before that, we had the sad news, didn't we? Freddie Cannon passing away. So we played his biggest hit and his debut hit in the UK, got to number 3, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, January 1960, it entered the charts. So it just sneaks into our 60s decade, doesn't it? He had other hits, of course, with California, Here I Come, The Urge, Muskrat Ramble, and he finished off with Palisades Park, which reached number 20 in 1962. Yes, Freddie Cannon passing away at the age of 89.
Peekaboo, I do love you. You're the one girl for me. When I look into your eyes, I see my destiny. Peekaboo, what can I do? You're so fancy and free. Though I try, I can't disguise the hold you have on me. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from peekaboo. That I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from peekaboo.
peekaboo. Voldy-o-dy-o-do. Peekaboo. Voldy-o-dy-o-do.
Classic hits from the 60s.
It's the 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
You had artists like James Brown and the Famous Flames having hits all over the States, and loads of them. And over in the UK, it wasn't the same story. He only had three hits in the 1960s, and that was his final and biggest hit, got to number 13. It's A Man's, Man's, Man's World. And June 1966 entered the charts. And one you probably remember, I Got You, that only got to number 29 in 1966. And he started off with a number 25. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. And yeah, not going to go there with that one. It's sort of all these supermarkets now. You've got to bring your own bags and everything. And I wonder if he knew what was going to happen. Anyhow, great, great artist. And before that, New Vaudeville Band, their second hit, reached number 7, Peek-a-Boo. And January 67, that entered the charts. And it gave Jeff Stevens, the record producer, a bit of a problem, because originally their Winchester Cathedral hit was recorded by session men in the studio and suddenly became a huge hit, which he wasn't prepared for. So he had to rapidly assemble a band together that could actually go on tour, and then they would have other hits as well, like Finchley Central, and they finish off with Green Street Green. Haven't played that one for ages. Let's go for a break. After the break, the Motown sound is back. Two Motown in a row.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dow Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, the second hit for the Supremes and their first number one, Baby Love, October 1964, that was. Well, you know, it's amazing, isn't it, how time flies. And before that, also on the Motown label, the Isley Brothers, their debut hit and their biggest hit, reaching number three, This Old Heart of Mine, October 1968, that entered the charts. And, of course, they go on to have hits in the 60s and also in the 70s when they changed record labels as well and changed styles slightly. Always a couple of corkers coming up next. I always like to play these two.
Classic hits from the 1960s.
Red Kite Radio.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
In and out of the red balloon, marry the farmer's daughter. Sleepy heads in the afternoon, Calola, Calola Vita.
So Dave Clark 5, a little bit different to their earlier hits, and The Red Balloon, and that reached number 7, and that was 1968, entered the charts in September. They're another one of those groups that seem to be around all the way for over 6 years. It was 63 through till December 69 in the 60s. They would be having lots of top 10 hits. Not many number ones though. Glad All Over was the only number one they had, and that was in 1963. And before that, Johnny Burnett and You're 16. That was his second hit and his biggest hit, reaching number 3, and January 1961 for that one. I still like that track. His first hit was Dreaming. That was quite a track as well. September 60, that entered the charts. He had had previous hits, of course, with his brother Dorsey back in the 1950s, and what a great song.
Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
When I said wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone and I'm left here on my own, that I
Dusty Springfield, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, March 1966 for that one. And it was her only number one of the 1960s. Started off in 1963 with the number four, I Only Want to Be With You. And signed off in 68 with a number nine. Excuse me a minute. Got the old sneezes, eh? Fever's been a bit bad today. Sorry about that. And Don Partridge before that, his debut hit, Rosie, February 1968, entered the charts. Of course, he was a one-man band. And I think he appeared on one of the Opportunity Knocks type programs and became famous from that. But it wasn't his biggest hit. No, it surprises you, doesn't it? His second hit, which got to number three, Blue Eyes, in 68. That would be his biggest hit. Quite a nice track, that one as well. And a few years after the fame, he missed being on the streets. So he went back to Croydon, where he used to work on the streets, and went back doing that just to, I don't know, get some peace of mind, I guess. It must be quite a shock suddenly becoming famous after sort of busking on the streets. But what a great, great artist. Look at that. Time is running out for this hour, but never mind. We're hitting another ad break. I'm going to have a good sneeze and... a nice drink. You didn't want to know about that, did you?
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jeweller's on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels... like this. The difference is just a few little changes, like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more. National Highways.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7pm with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7pm, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard. But baby, I know it. You
classic hits.
Red Kite Radio.
From pigtails to wedding veils, from pinafores to lace, and in between are the special years time never can erase. From play toys to college boys, from little girls to wife, and in between are the special years you remember all of your life. The special years are filled with sweet promises and pain, but love will never taste quite so wonderful again. So slow up, don't rush to grow up. Special years, their magic will soon be gone. Just stay a while in the special years, their magic will soon be gone.
Must admit, I wasn't a huge Val Doonican fan in the 60s, but I did like that one. It's quite a nice song, and the lyrics are good as well. Val Doonican and Special Years, that was his second hit single, reaching number 7, January 65, entered the charts, and followed his number 3 hit, which got to number 3 rather, but it was his first hit, Walk Tall, October 64, and then we finish off with If I Knew Then What I Know Now in 68, which had reached number 14. Before that, interesting track, The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, January 65, entered the charts, got to number 1, despite the fact that Cilla Black had a version out that made the top 10 as well. And funnily enough, they finished off the 60s with You've Lost That Loving Feeling, the reissue in February 1969, where it reached the top 10 again, reaching number 10.
When I get tired and feeling blue, I think of all the things I can do in summer.
Summer.
In summer.
Summer.
I swim or fish or I go for a drive. The whole wide world will come alive in summer.
Summer.
In summer.
Summer.
Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys, and kissing all the girls in summer. Every girl and every guy has that certain look in their eye in summer.
In summer.
A true love or a summer affair, no one knows and nobody cares.
Summer,
in summer, walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys, and kissing all the girls in summer.
Talking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys and kissing all the girls in summer. So if you're a little like me, things will change most definitely in summer. In summer, all your blues will disappear. Doing things you've planned all year in summer.
Summer.
Oh, in summer.
Summer.
Walking with the boys, talking with the girls, laughing with the boys, and kissing all the girls in summer. In summer.
Classic hits from the 60s.
It's the 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me.
One of her number one hits, and of course it was Sandy Shaw, the second number one, in fact, Long Live Love. And May 1965 entered the chart. She started off with a number one, there's always something there to remind me. And of course The Puppet on a String got to number one as well. Before that, Billy Fury, and a track called In Summer, top 10 hit for him, reaching number five. And July 1963, that entered the charts. He had an amazing amount of hits, but you don't hear his stuff much, do you? Must find some more of his stuff to play in a few months' time. There is so many great tunes from the 60s, aren't there? Well, look at that. Time is run away this hour. So we've got to head up towards the news. But don't worry, we've got a second hour coming up. Don't you go anywhere. You don't want to miss it.
We're pretty looking people, but I can tell you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town, got clean away
advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reach for the sky, sweet talking pride would holler as Barney loaded dollars in the July bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it all the way home. Bonnie and Clyde got to be public enemy number one, hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Acting upon reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.